My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It is Lunchtime Confessions on In the Loop, where we get a little bit loose.
Yeah, we do.
Lopez, the OG, is going to kick us off. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I totally, completely, all in, nerded out on a little bit of sports news that probably, well, for sure, I'm the only person in this room that cares about it. And likely a lot of people listening to me care about. Maybe not. But come World Cup time next year, if it happens, we're all going to be excited about this. So, USA Soccer.
Okay.
Pitiful performance in the Copa America. Fired the coach, the manager. Apparently, USA Soccer, and you may not have even ever heard this name, but this was the manager, the coach, of my Premier League favorite team, Liverpool, Jurgen Klopp. They're getting prepared to offer him $15 million to coach USA Soccer for into the World Cup. He is arguably the greatest coach alive in any sport. Like, he is Bill Belichick and Mike Tomlin and name your favorite all-time great coach in soccer. And I'm telling you, nobody even knows his name, or very few of our listeners do. But they fired Berhalter, the coach. And now they're making a run at Jurgen Klopp from Liverpool. And I might be the only person who cares about it in this room, and I don't care because I geeked out about this. He is awesome.
I would just ask, is he good enough to elevate USA Soccer into being something that is at least worth watching?
Yes, I was like,
because at the moment. It ain't, at least not the men's, not the men's team.
I saw this and I was like,
not worth it.
I was like, what? Jurgen Klopp? And then I'm like, I got to figure out a way to talk about this. I went, confessions, because we're all going to be excited about this USA team once the World Cup is here, because we cheer the flag.
Yeah.
Most of our listeners don't have any idea who he is. He is a stud. He is Belichick. He turned Liverpool, which was been my squad for years and very much a disappointment, into a perennial contender. Won the Premier League. Won the one of the tournaments. I forget what it was. Champions League, maybe. No, this is going to be badass. Remember the name?
Yeah,
Jurgen Klopp.
Can you put this into NFL terms? Like,
he said Belichick.
Yeah. No, this is like Belichick going to who though? Like
this is like
the Browns
Belichick
or going to
perfect.
The,
Let's go back. Going back to the
Panthers.
Yes. Yes.
Well, look. I haven't seen my man's movies,
yeah.
But if they're anteing up $15 million,
yeah,
that speaks for itself.
He's a stud. Watch this.
These are my confessions. So, like, I'm not a street dude or anything, but I am from the hood. Like, I proudly rep Hiram Clark. I'm from Windsor Village. Used to hustle at South Post Oak and West Orm. The people out there know me like that. But, you know, I don't really bring all of that into the station. I don't really bring all of that into work. I leave that where it's at.
Kind
of
like my Jurgen Klopp.
However, Hood Me almost came out earlier,
mm-hmm.
and it was prompted by one John Lopez.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Gotta tell you. And it wasn't going to be no static or nothing like that. This was just a misunderstanding because we speak different languages in the hood sometimes. And we're sitting here in a break, Figgy.
Yeah.
And Lopez asked me if I had a swear. And mind you, I'm trying to quit smoking, y'all. I really am. And I'm doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
But he asked me if I had a square. But he talking about for his damn Android charger. And I was like very confused because I'm like, Lopez, I ain't know you smoke, man. I don't have a square, not on me. Might have one in the car for you if I go check. But this is a very random request from you. And it hit me very quickly, that's not what he's talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
I should have said cube.
But hood me, literally, hood me patted my pockets to see if I had a square for Lopez, who I know don't smoke. It happened.
That's hilarious, man.
It happened. It happened. We speak different languages.
So what's
sometimes.
A square? In the hood.
I thought you wanted a cigarette. I thought you wanted a single cigarette.
A Lucy.
Yeah.
One cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You never heard that?
Yeah, man.
I've never heard square. I've heard of Lucy.
Well, but I should have known that.
Yeah.
Even in the moment. Because I was like, wait a minute. Lopez is asking me for a square?
But a square?
Yeah, man.
I try to keep up, man. You know that.
Yeah, man.
I've heard of a Lucy. I never heard of a square.
Yeah, square. That's an old term, too.
Yeah. Different hoods.
Dude, I was behind, just as a side note, I was behind this dude getting those little cheap cigarillos or whatever they are at the convenience store this morning. I had no idea those things are a dollar. They only cost $1.
One cigarette.
Hey,
yeah. They used to be cheaper than that.
No, he talking about the two for Rillos.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, oh, okay.
To hell with that inflation. They used to be a dollar. They $1.40 now.
Well,
don't ask me how I know. Yeah. I know it's like $1.29. Yeah. They used to be a dollar.
I know one cigarette used to be like 35 cents.
Yeah,
and you know, obviously the convenience stores, they wasn't allowed to do that.
Yeah,
but now, it was certain ones that would let you do that, and they give you a cigarette for like 35 cents.
This guy was asking for a pineapple flavor, and I went, "Yeah, pineapple flavored dollar cigarette, cigar."
Yeah,
can pass me on.
Well,
that.
Well, for one, he's not going to be smoking the tobacco.
Well, I know.
For one thing.
Yeah, I know.
So basically, he wants
pineapple
flavored weed. Is essentially what that is.
Yeah,
but also. Miss me on them flavors.
I almost asked him.
Miss me on them flavors.
Like, dude, pineapple? What? Yeah. I mean, I knew what he was getting it for, but I was like, pineapple?
Yeah, yeah. All my homies, you roll with me, like in the street, I'm street adjacent. You roll with me, we ain't rolling with them flavors, man.
Yeah.
We ain't rolling with them flavors. Watch this.
These are my confessions. All right, so I feel like this commercial, I don't want to say changed my life, but everybody know this commercial that been going viral for years that used to play all the time with the black dude talking about college. Mm-hmm. If you're not familiar with it, some of the commercials.
You're sitting on the couch, you're watching TV, and your life's passing you by. You keep procrastinating over and over. Well, maybe I'll go to school next year, or maybe next semester. No, do it right now. They'll work with you after work, or you can go before work. You can do whatever you need to do to graduate. Go talk to somebody right now. They out to help you. You spend all day on the phone anyhow. Why don't you make a phone call that's going to help you in your future?
So everybody heard this commercial before. So the guy in the commercial that you just heard talking, he was on a podcast and he was asked about how he actually got into this commercial, and it actually blew my mind.
My boy, but goes by the name of Adam. Adam had been on the set, the Everest College set, that consisted of a producer, director, and a cameraman, and then they hired out a PA, production assistant.
Okay.
Adam had been working it for the whole week.
So he wasn't someone who attended the college?
No.
Did you attend the college at all?
Hell no. If I had attended an Everest college, I couldn't have got paid for none of the commercials. Remember, we were at an Embassy Suites on Thomas and 24th Street in Phoenix, Arizona. We get back to where they were staying. And we didn't even have correct lighting. So I'm in this is a parking lot.
You are slowly destroying my childhood.
Yeah.
You wasn't even on the campus of Everest.
No.
I had your whole life in my head.
That's
like, oh, you was at the college. That was on the campus.
That's bad.
First of all, this dude did not go to college. It kind of makes sense because I didn't really take him as a college guy. But first of all, you ain't go to college. And you ain't filmed the commercial on the campus? Where the hell were y'all at? This just kind of blew my mind, man, because this commercial, they was playing this commercial went platinum.
Yeah.
And so this dude, he was saying some good stuff like, hey, you know, what are you doing? Go to college. Go sign up for school. You didn't do it?
I mean, he was clearly a paid actor. Yeah. But I got to tell you, Figgy, I appreciate your confession, but I do have to admit, there was never anything about them Everest College commercials that felt legit at all.
Yeah.
They were entertaining, but it did not feel, I did not watch them commercials and get the sense that I was watching a dude that went to college or that there was really a college that existed to begin with.
My thing is, we couldn't get one person that went to this college.
I agree with Figgy on this.
I understand commercials. They get a lot of paid actors and all that stuff, but you couldn't find one person on this campus to do what he did.
This had Bishop Sycamore vibes.
Yeah.
Everest College had Bishop Sycamore before Bishop Sycamore vibes to me. That's always.
I need to dig into this college, see what's going on, man, because exactly. My mind was blown.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't know. I mentioned this earlier in the show, but I feel like I kind of got punked by my leasing agent. Not my actual realtor, but the leasing agent who I am renting this house from. Check it out. I've already paid a deposit. I am going to pay the first month's rent tomorrow. Okay. I'm going to pay the first month's rent.
So, how do you like it?
Tomorrow. I can't get in there until the first. And the explanation I was given is because of how long the house has already been on the market or something like that.
Dude,
which I'm like,
they're punking you, man.
That doesn't feel like my problem. But I asked yesterday, because I signed up for everything, but I asked yesterday, hey, you know, once I found out that the house was fine after the hurricane and all this, I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm going to be paying this rent in a couple of days.
Yeah.
There's like a 15-day discrepancy between when I pay the rent.
That is wrong.
And look, the official lease date, the documents, the official lease date is on August 1st. So officially
are you paying the August rent?
Yes, I'm paying the August rent, but early. But I feel like if I'm going to pay the rent early.
Have they requested you pay it early?
Yes.
Okay, that's wrong.
And so I'm paying it early, but I don't have access to the house.
You already paid the deposit. The deposit is all you should have paid.
And the rent. But I got 15 days between that. Like, to me, that 15-day span after you get that final piece of money,
it should be my spot.
Now, I could see it
if
some people were already living there and they needed time to move out.
No.
But it's vacant.
No.
There's nobody there.
Where are all my realtors and lease specialists? Because that's 713-5724. The deposit should be all you need to keep that until the first.
Deposit and the rent.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm coming off of, I'm not going to take the amount.
Yeah.
But let's call it thousands of dollars.
Yeah, no, come on.
Thousands of dollars, but there's a 15-day discrepancy before I can move. Now, I'm a big fan of the house. I'm excited about it.
Well, good, but...
But I feel like I'm getting punked here.
That you are.
I feel like I'm getting punked a little bit.
That's not right.
I kind of want to see somebody.
Yeah.
I do.
That's
I do.
Not right.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I know we talked about this. I just want to, in case you missed it earlier... our mayor, John Whitmire, this is not a political statement. What are you doing? Like, this was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen a politician do. No organization, corporation, whatever, in this city has done more for Houstonians, especially after disasters, than the Houston Astros. They paid $5. They charged $5 to get in, and he's, you know, throwing a fit about, well, you know, they got power. Okay, they do. It happens to be downtown where power was restored. This is one of the dumbest things politically, like, you could have done.
And see, I couldn't understand.
Yeah.
I couldn't decide, I should say, whether he was being a pandering politician to people who do think like that.
Yeah.
Because there are people that agree with him.
Yeah.
So I couldn't tell if he was pandering to those people or if this was just legitimately a part of his cranky demeanor. Because if you don't follow the mayor, that's a cranky son gun. He ain't seen a happy day or sunshine, not ever, never. I mean, this man just a couple of weeks ago was complaining about the zoo prices.
Yeah.
And the zoo prices are high. But the
The
mayor was making headlines for complaining about how that the zoo is too damn high. What?
Yes.
That like it was just it's just weird. Like the mayor cares about this?
Oh man.
What is going on?
It might be that. It might be.
It's a cranky dude. Those are our lunchtime confessions on In the Loop. Coming up next, it's cap or no cap. Is it a lie or is it not? That's next on In the Loop.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.